Yes. They're hiring driver's helpers for the upcoming Christmas season, and I went to their headquarters filled with hope. In line with 300 other men and women, my hope diminished. During the brief interview, I was asked why I wanted to work for UPS, and I answered that I wanted to work for UPS because I liked the brown uniforms. What did they expect me to say? I'd like to work for UPS because, in my opinion, it's an opportunity to showcase my substantial leadership skills in one of the finest private delivery companies this country has seen since a Pony Express. I said I liked the uniforms, and the UPS interviewer turned my application face down on his desk and said, "Give me a break." I came home this afternoon and checked the machine for a message from UPS, but the only message I got was from the company that holds my student loan, Sallie Mae. Sallie Mae sounds like a naive and barefoot hillbilly girl, but in fact they are a ruthless and aggressive conglomeration of bullies located in a tall brick building somewhere in Kansas. I picture it to be the tallest building in that state, and I have decided that they hire their employees straight out of prison. It scares me. The woman at Macy's asked, "Would you be interested in full-time elf or evening and weekend elf?" I said full-time elf. I have an appointment next Wednesday at noon. I am a 33-year-old man applying for a job as an elf. I often see people on the streets dressed as objects and handing out leaflets. I tend to avoid leaflets, but it breaks my heart to see a grown man dressed as a taco. So if there's a costume involved, I tend not only to accept the leaflet, but to accept it graciously, saying thank you so much and thinking, "You poor, pathetic son of a bitch. I don't know what you have, but I hope I never catch it." This afternoon on Lexington Avenue, I accepted a leaflet from a man dressed as a camcorder. Hot dogs, peanuts, tacos, video cameras. These things make me sad because they don't fit in on the streets. In a parade, maybe, but not on the street. I figure that at least as an elf, I'll have a place. I'll be in Santa's village with all the other elves. We will reside in a fluffy wonderland surrounded by candy canes and gingerbread shacks. It won't be quite as sad as standing on some street corner dressed as a French fry. I'm trying to look on the bright side. I arrived in New York 3 weeks ago with high hopes, hopes that have been challenged. In my imagination, I'd go straight from Penn Station to the offices of One Life to Live, where I would drop off my bags and spruce up before heading off for drinks with Cord Roberts and Victoria Buchanan, the show's greatest stars. We'd sit in a plush booth at a Tony cocktail lounge, where my new celebrity friends would lift their frosty glasses in my direction and say, "A toast to David Sedaris, the best writer this show has ever had." I'd say, "You guys, cut it out." It was my plan to act modest. People at surrounding tables would stare at us, whispering, "Isn't that? Isn't that?" I might be distracted by their enthusiasm, and Victoria Buchanan would lay her hand over mine and tell me that I'd better get used to being the center of the attention. But instead, I am applying for a job as an elf. Even worse than applying is a very real possibility that I will not be hired, that I couldn't even find work as an elf. That's when you know you're a failure. This afternoon, I sat on the 8th floor Santaland office and was told, "Congratulations, Mr. Sedaris, you are an elf." In order to become an elf, I filled out 10 pages worth of forms, took a multiple choice personality test, underwent 2 interviews, and submitted urine for a drug test. The first interview was general, designed to eliminate the obvious sociopaths. During the second interview, we were asked why we wanted to be elves. This is always a problem question. I listened as the woman ahead of me, a former waitress, answered the question saying, "I really want to be an elf? Because I think it's about acting? And before this, I worked in a restaurant, which was run by this really wonderful woman who had a dream to open a restaurant. And it made me realize that it's really, really important to have a dream." Everything this woman said, every phrase and sentence, was punctuated with a question mark, and the interviewer never raised an eyebrow. When it was my turn, I explained that I wanted to be an elf